This is not the BBC.
If you like random, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglan Community Radio.
ReglanRadio.com. Finally, the new jingle is there. Kia ora, everyone. It's me, Random Reza. And it's 7:04, just as promised, 7-ish, on a Monday, the 20th of May. Or it's Thursday, 5 p.m., if you're re-listening to the show, the repeat. And I was just checking my playlist for today. I was like, oh, what's my playlist? And turns out I have a playlist for tomorrow, a little bit. And I got nothing for today, but I think I didn't do anything for today because I still have things from last week that I didn't use. Because, you know, me and Neil, we get carried away, like 15 minutes becomes 30 minutes and la-di-da-da. So I'm probably going to reuse some of that stuff and I'm going to play Proteins of Magic, a Kiwi musician. Hopeful Symphony. I played this one before though.
Miles afloat, do you
listening to Random Rendezvous with Reza. I'm Reza. It's 7:09 on a very cold Monday, the 20th of May. Well, not very cold, but it's, you know, it's not warm. I'm wearing a warm jacket. So that's, for me, that's very cold. We have our new segment today again, roughly around 7:30. I'm going to have Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Dolan, with me. And we're going to talk about our favorite Raglan notice board, not just comments, but posts. There are a few. I put them in a list. So I have something to contribute today. Not just going to be Neil. So I'm very stoked to share that. And we're going to give it a star rating today as well, I think. And yeah, really, really looking forward to what he's bringing along later on. And guess what? I also have a new jingle for that. I think that's our... Oh, no, wait. No, it's not. That's the one. Sounds ragey, eh? It's coming. So I think we're going to cut it there. So that's the full thing that Aaron prepared for me today. And just so you know what it says, so it's a song called Turn Up the Rage by Artillery. And it says, now that I've seen your true face, I don't know what to believe. Turn up the rage, build up the bars. You'll never imprison my soul. And I think that basically sums up the regular notice board for us, right? You see people's faces on there, I mean, metaphorically, of course, and you're like, oh, wow, I never thought you'd be one of those people. And then you're like, oh, now I'm very confused and don't know what to believe because last time I saw you on the street and you're really nice and now you're saying this. Yeah, I think if we want to turn up the rage, we all go to regular notice board and we're going to get a drip fed to us. I think it does imprison some people's souls, but only the true keyboard warriors. So, yeah, that's some good stuff to talk about today with Neil. He's going to be here, and he's usually pretty early, so he's going to be here before 7:30, I assume. Up until then, some music, and I'm also going to introduce my show tomorrow a little bit more properly, now that I have a bit more of a pitch, you know? Got a better idea of what I'm doing now. But here is another tune, very cozy one, Hazel English, California Dreamin'.
California dream.
most of you probably know that song from the original, which is the Mamas and Papas California Dreaming, freaking 1965, you guys. I wasn't even thought about back then. I think my dad was just born. No, my mum. My dad's a bit older, but yeah, crazy. And it's such a tune and everybody knows it. All right, we're going to kill the time till Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey, Tolan is coming to do some Raglan Rage with me, talking about the Raglan Notice Board here on Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday evening. Even if you don't feel ragey, maybe that's going to make you feel ragey. At least it's going to make you laugh. I can promise you that much. And some of you might know I also have a Tuesday show. I mean, I used to have this one on Tuesday, but time-wise we had to switch things around because my new show is a little bit PG-16. It's called Reza After Dark. It's a new sexy late-night show. So if you're keen to hear what it's all about, tune in tomorrow, 8:30 till 9:30-ish. We're always with ish, right? Because you never know. I mean, it can't be before 8:30 because I can't swear and I can't say certain things. And there's going to be some explicit content. And tomorrow I have actually two interview guests. One is called Bea Bliss. She's a sexologist. I've done some workshops with her around self-love that has nothing to do with masturbation, by the way. And so God will, Katie Lowe's from Highs and Lows will be here. She's going to interview me about what I learned from this weekend's Writers Festival in Auckland, because I attended a talk about horny stories and I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm now very inspired to write more of mine. And so, yeah, she's going to ask me some really cool questions, I hope. And we're going to talk about that. And that's all in an hour. So it's going to be a packed situation. So yeah, tune in for Reza After Dark tomorrow. I'm thrilled to be offering this, but I'm also hoping to get complaints. I want some people out there to just be outraged that you're allowed to talk about stuff like that on the radio. I know Aaron is not going to be happy to hear that. He doesn't want complaints, obviously, but if you do have complaints, you can call in 825-0268 or Instagram, Raglan Community. I always say Raglan Community Board. It's Raglan Community Radio. Or you can email, I think it's manager@Raglan. I don't even know your email address, Aaron. So I think it's my goal with that new show to get as many complaints as possible. So Aaron has to give me a, like, talk to. Like, oh, Reza, you can't say these things on air. I do not take responsibility for arousal or anybody being stimulated during that show tomorrow. It's PJ-16, so please send your kids to bed if you're listening to that. Or if you're looking into the archives and listen to it during the day when your kids are around, you might not want to do that. So, yeah, that's for tomorrow's show and for today's show. I'm basically just waiting for Neil to run the show, to be honest. Until he's coming, let's do The Only Way Is Up from Jazz. Oh, no, wait. No, that's from last week's show. Now I just see what happened here. That's my last week's playlist. Let's do one that I probably played almost every week because I love this song so much right now. It's What Is Right, Chase and Status, Nile Rodgers and Abigail Wiles. Such a tune.
Never will they get
There's just certain songs that I can play 3 or 4 times a day because I love to sing along to them and I don't get sick and tired of them. Yeah, that is certainly my newest find. Rendezvous with Reza, 7:22 on a Monday night. Tomorrow is Reza After Dark. I have 2 awesome interview partners for tomorrow. Today, Neil's coming. I'm pretty stoked about that. Until then, we're just going to continue with some tunes. Here is Billy Ann with Simply the Best. Also a cover, obviously.
I call you when I need you. My heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. You speak the language of love like you know what it means. And I can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong. You're simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart, hang on every word you say, tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead. In your heart I see the start of every night and every day. In your eyes I get lost, I get washed away. Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I can be in no better place. You're simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart, hang on every word you say, tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead. Each time you leave me, I start losing control. Like you're walking away with my heart and my soul. I can feel you, baby, even when I'm alone. Baby, don't let go, 'cause you're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart, hang on every word you say, tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead. Oh, you're the
okay, I'm going to try and see if people can hear what I'm about to... I mean, you can definitely hear that it's a Dr. Pepper, not a Coca-Cola, right, Neil? You can hear that.
Definitely, definitely. The Dr. Pepper seems to hold its gas a little bit more in the can, whereas if that was a Coke, it would just be a... But that's actually a...
Oh, my gosh. It's like... The best feeling. One of the bestest feelings. So Neil and I recently bonded at a party over how great Dr. Pepper is. Yeah. And he just bought me one. That's just really sweet. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, I've known for a few years. Probably about 20 years how good Dr. Pepper was when I went to the States. I was like, States. What is this?
This is amazing. Why don't we have this? Yeah. And in Germany, it's the same. You get it, especially in Berlin. But it's only special... Special places that have it.
Yeah, and I don't work for the company, but it is a sometimes food, so not every day.
Not
every day, children.
I would work for them.
A sometimes food, so that means special occasions. Don't want you drinking fizzy every day.
I can do that every day, though.
In moderation?
Nodding. Every day in moderation, which means every day only one.
Just the weekdays, eh?
Just the weekdays. On the weekend, I'm a good girl and only drink alcohol. So, as you've noticed, Neil is here. And hey, Neil, guess what?
What's happening? We
have a jingle.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we were thinking about maybe making it a, you know, something like that.
Yep, like
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. I'll tell you what he's saying.
Boom.
Bam! Welcome to Reglan Rage, everyone.
There we go. Welcome. It's great. We've got production. We've got our own production studio who are behind this segment of the show.
Especially Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Fantastic. This is a song called Turn Up the Rage by Artillery. I do know the band. I don't know if you do. And what they say in that segment is, I've already told our many listeners, but I'm going to tell you again. It says, now that I've seen your true face, I don't know what to believe. Turn up the rage, build up the bars, you'll never imprison my soul.
Wow. Put that on a t-shirt and walk around town.
And isn't that just basically what the Reglan notice board is?
It's almost like they've written the song for
about
the Reglan notice board.
For the notice board. Exactly.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah. And now I feel like I want a book, which we do have. I just need to find it. So Brilliant. Did you make a, let's do a swish.
Yeah,
you know, the swish is always good. Oh, squish. What is the difference between a squish and a swish? Who knows?
Swish would be a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going in the swish. And a squish would be squeezing something.
That's me laughing. Did you make a list? Because I actually made a freaking list.
Nice. I've got a few kind of points, but okay. Let's see. I think we'll pretty much meet in the middle with this. Really,
I have.
There
a
has
feeling.
Been a few good things.
Oh my gosh!
There.
Yes,
it's been a good week.
Okay, number one, Neil. What is your first notice board comment or post of the week?
7:15 already doing burnouts and donuts on Lorenzen Bay Road, Hills Road and Main Road. You better be careful, you idiots.
Yeah, I had that one on my list.
That was a good one, eh?
Yeah, that was a good one.
It just carried on. It's pretty annoying, especially when they are doing it at 4 a.m. Must have enough money available for fuel and tyres. I think they must do, eh?
Yeah.
I'll be ready for them, clowns. Been doing it right on my driveway. Lucky my dad ain't alive anymore.
Oh, that's dark. Wait.
Because
I guess what he's saying is if he would be live, he'd be really upset and maybe hurt them.
Yeah.
But
he would sort it out.
It sounds like he's saying he's glad his dad is not alive anymore.
Which I'm sure he's probably isn't glad his dad's not alive. He's probably just in that instance, I would say.
He's happy that he doesn't have to see that. Yeah.
They've woke me a couple of times and I usually hear nothing once I'm asleep. I hear everything. Unfortunately, it's not fun.
Okay, I have to move away from the microphone for laughing so loud.
Anyone complaining, build somewhere for us to go. At the moment, our streets stay Mexico. Cheers. Smoke tires, not drugs, kids.
How many comments does this post have?
It's quite a few. It does go on, and there's some great ones.
But how many on this? What does it say?
Have a look.
Does it have more than 40?
Yeah, I think it is up there. I don't actually have the stats on me.
My question view, to the people who curated that post, let's call it curating that post. Why? just why? Like, is life so boring? Or
I mean, it's just harmless fun, not affecting anyone. Posting on the notice board isn't going to stop anyone, as they say.
I think this is the main thing, right?
It's not harmless fun, they say.
Why? Who's harmed? The tires.
The tires. Oh. I mean, I guess accidents. It could, you know, it could get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, it could. You could take out a street sign. People.
And to be fair, I do not like it when they do it on the grassy bits up at Wainui Road, because you know how much money the taxpayer is paying to get that reinstated.
Yeah, welcome to Mexico, they say.
It's a bit racist, though.
Yeah, does it happen in Mexico?
I don't know. I've never been to Mexico.
I think it happens in every country, to be
honest.
Probably,
yeah. Why Mexico out of all the places?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Got any videos? Love to see a good burnout.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody posted a video from Mexico where this is happening underneath.
Maybe stop supplying them tires.
That's a good one. Yep, I like
Can't
that.
See the smoke from Aussie boys. So that's someone's obviously watching out there. It's brilliant, eh?
Pretty good.
Yes, my stones love windscreens because someone was going to throw some stones. So it's, I mean, I did hear them on the Friday night. I thought, oh yeah, someone's out there doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Someone's
so it was in your area. Do we know the area?
I think it was the end of Lorenzen Bay, so that they were there for a little bit. That's quite a
that's
popular
a good,
spot.
That's a good spot.
Mm. Where it comes, when it comes onto Simon Road, there's a nice little track there.
Mm. Yeah, true. I do see the marks every once in a while. Hey?
Yeah.
Can't help it, can you? There's nothing to avoid that.
Yeah.
People will be people. People keep forgetting, A, we're a small town, so shit like that, I mean, stuff like that, get, you know, you notice it. Mm. Whereas all of that also happens in bigger cities to the hundreds.
It does. And they were probably from out of town. Because I could not see anyone in Raglan doing that kind of behavior.
None of our people would
ever
do that.
I remember once I pulled away from the roundabout.
Yeah.
And I accidentally put my and I could hear some stones, you know, making their noise. You know, like when you put your foot down. So you put your foot down on the accelerator.
Yeah.
And then you put your foot on the kind of clutch and you kind of just like do it out slowly, but you put more accelerator your wheels actually start spinning.
Yes, I've never done that.
And then so I was just accidentally going down the road and then I could see all the smoke going up the back and the back cars kind of just going sideways to sideways. And it was like someone put diesel on the road as well, so it was just... No, don't try it. That was simply for a movie. We were doing a movie in Raglan and we had to do it for that. And
what movie was
we
it?
We are a trained stunt. I can't actually go into it because it's all...
it's all top secret. Yeah.
But anyway, going off topic. So that's that was a big post there. That was quite
that
big
was
about the cars.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder... Okay. Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, back in my day, we didn't have Grand Theft Auto to play.
You did not, yeah.
So I guess you can kind of do that at home.
Mm. But is it the same though, eh?
Probably not. No, it wouldn't be the same.
And to be fair, if you're bored, that's a pretty fun thing to do. But I never got the interest in anything car. I don't care enough for any of that stuff. I'm also not one of those people who says, hey, I'm bored. Well, I should get in my car and just drive around town aimlessly. Not me.
Yeah.
But I know some people do that, or some people do that to put their kids to sleep, or, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I know when you're out and about and you're that age, young age, and you've just got your car. And
we wouldn't know what that feels like.
No, wouldn't know what that feels like on the side of roads, and you see a nice bit of grass, and you just go, yeah, this is cool.
This
and
is tempting.
And it is. I mean, it is fun. But be careful out there, people. Be careful.
It is dangerous. I get that.
And remember, dogs and pets are sleeping.
Yeah. But who's thinking of the dogs and cats? You know?
Yeah. They've just got over fireworks, guys. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, let them be silly. If nothing happens, let them be silly. Did you think of some tunes that you want to hear today here on
I did, actually.
Wonderful
so,
show?
So a great band called Casper, who's actually my nephew.
Oh.
Plug my nephew. There they are. They just released a new album.
Yeah.
So Casper, they played a few times at the Yachty in the Yard.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe scroll down, click that one right there, Wake Up.
Wake Up is the new album.
Yeah, and I reckon let's play Wishing Well. It's quite a nice mellow song. So
Wishing
this is Casper.
This is the sound of love.
And my nephew, who's very talented.
Is that what Southern Cross Live. So, here's the problem, people. My card got cancelled.
Nice.
Yeah, because there was some fraud shit going on from, you know, companies.
Yeah, all that dodgy stuff.
I just do dodgy stuff. So, card got cancelled. Therefore, my Spark thingy didn't get renewed.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, I now also don't have Spotify Premium anymore because so what I'm doing now, I'm gonna log into some other person's
as we've all done you know, back in the day when we didn't have Netflix accounts,
just so
we had
don't
to go
have
into our friends
crap. Now I just had her here before and now I'm trying to figure out, oh, there she is. We're not gonna say who it is, but I'm gonna tell her him
that we used
the person?
One song.
Well, or may use the whole app, but because I find it really terribly annoying to have those commercials. I was like, well, that song starts quite odd with a little so I was a bit confused, but yeah, it was a commercial. So And then we can't even find the artist because this person's Spotify obviously has different algorithms.
The old algorithms, eh?
Nech. But here is finally the song from Casper.
Yeah,
your,
one of the songs.
Your Kazi bro.
Yeah. Nephew. Check it out, Nephew. Though. Check out the album. It's a really pretty cool little album.
Wake Up is the album.
Enjoy.
Wishing Well. Wrapped up in our stuff here, Neil. I was just reading a little pamphlet that I might actually read out, but I still
That'll
have
nice.
To figure it out what it is. Oh, it's on the 21st. Yeah, we should talk about that maybe after this. So we're still with the Raglan Rage segment here on Rendezvous with Reza. And just if you don't remember what rage feels or sounds like, this is kind of it.
Breathe it in.
Rage. I want somebody to just say rage.
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 They should have signs for signs.
I feel like it might be just 15 seconds too long. It's 30 seconds, and I feel like we could have done with 15, but maybe we cut it. Anyhow, what is the second post on the Raglan notice board on Facebook that we want to talk about here, Neil?
We've got a few. So another one. Remember we had the groceries that fell off the car roof?
Yeah.
This week we had a book.
Okay.
So a book flew off someone's silver car earlier on the way to the one-way bridge. May have been on the way to the beach because there was a surfboard on the roof. Let me know if it's yours and I'll put it in the free pantry outside the museum a week or so. And it was a nice book, The Spring of Casper Meyer by Ben Ferguson, is it?
Oh, yeah. Is that the book that... So this person found that book?
Yeah, so it was on the roof. So we seem to have a problem with trying to put things onto our roofs. And I do have a friend.
Raglan.
I do have a friend who runs courses. So James Gunn runs courses for people that lose the FPOS card every week and credit card. And we haven't had many of those licenses.
Is it fraud? Can you also help with fraud?
Yeah, we can do everything. So I think he might be running a course on how to not put things on your roof and drive down the road.
How do you do that? It feels so hard. How do you not put things on your roof? I mean, I think
you just put it on there. Natural. And then someone calls out and you're like, hey, see you tomorrow. Okay, catch ya. Awesome, mate, catch ya. Then you hop back in your car and off you go.
Yeah, typical.
Off you go.
But that has no, it doesn't have any comments, right?
It was just a few. Oh, I had a few little comments, but and then we did have.
Did people find the book? Is what I want to know. Did the person say, this is my favorite book?
No, just one like. So obviously, it might not have been a popular book.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
We did have our Rainbow Youth Group that went on the visit to the zoo.
I actually seriously want to talk about that one.
So that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That was looked like a great trip to the Hamilton Zoo, and I actually went there last month to Hamilton Zoo, and it was a great little day out.
I think the zoo is not the problem in that poster.
No, I don't think it is. I think from what they've said, the zoo was great.
Yeah, and we can say that. Zoo was great. So anyway,
zoo was fantastic. Tick.
Yeah.
Lunch check. Looks fantastic.
Check.
Tick. I think we just had.
Oh, that lady isn't even okay. So here's what I thought when I saw that post. Well, first of all, it just says, you know, rainbows wild Raglan at Hamilton Zoo today. So proud of our awesome Raglan rainbow rangatahi, which is great. Queer youth and supporting queer youth. Amazing. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. 150% support that. And it's great. And then there's 153 likes. And how many comments? I couldn't see how many, but it's heaps. And the 86. Problem with the comments is it's actually not much about the topic of them being queer and having a good time. It becomes an Israel versus Palestine conversation because one of the people on there is wearing a Free Palestine shirt, and funnily enough I thought one of the kids did, but this looks like the adult is wearing that.
Yeah,
because for me it was, you know, the person that argued against that t-shirt, who we all know and loved as a radio DJ who's now back in Israel. I thought, oh, this is a 12-year-old kid wearing a shirt, not knowing what the... let it slide. But now I'm like, oh, no, but it's the adult who was wearing that t-shirt. I'm pretty sure we both have a favorite comment, though. Before we dive deep into the Israel-Palestine situation, which we totally have to... I would like to point out my favorite comment. I actually like most of her comments because they're very entertaining. Mm. And I think most people know her name. I mean, we should be able to say her name because she says her name on here. Janine Stockman is always good fun to read because I sometimes feel like she's missing the point and therefore is a bit entertaining.
Which we all do. We all miss the point at times.
We do. You know, no harm in that.
People say that about me. They're like, I think he missed the point, but he doesn't know. It's okay.
Yeah, because she's talking about, I wear a t-shirt that has a rainbow coming from a skull. I love the colors and it does me no harm. I'm not gay, but I do no harm by wearing it. Well, none of that was actually Yossi's point. You know, it had nothing to do with being gay or wearing rainbow flag. And then, I think she thought he's attacking gay people, which he isn't. He's actually saying the opposite, that if you wear a Free Palestine t-shirt, are you aware that Hamas and extreme Muslim, we're not talking about the general Palestine population, but that extremists like Hamas, that queer and gay people would get killed there because you're not allowed to be gay or queer, right?
Yeah.
So that was the point he was trying to make. And the backlash he got and the I mean, you know, and then there's obviously the whole Free Palestine crew who there were a few comments, but nobody actually said what I just said. Well, but this is a fact that if you are a queer person going to any Muslim state, land, territory, you are not allowed to be queer there.
Mm.
you will get stoned or thrown to prison or, you know.
Yeah.
And that definitely. Is a fact. And people were completely ignoring that. And that once more told me, there is no room for political debates, either on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, maybe Twitter.
Or set up a group.
Set up a group, like fucking notice board. The notice board is not a place where we can have actual political conversations. It just doesn't work. Do you know why it doesn't work?
I think we all have different views and opinions, and some people are fast at typing.
Because I have nothing against different views and opinions. I thrive on that stuff. It's great to have different opinions because this is how you can have wonderful conversations, arguments, and discussions. But it just never happens in writing, right? It never happens.
Yeah, and it can all be always taken out of context, you know, with different
as it has, as we see.
Yeah.
Some of the comments are just not really about what he was actually trying to. And then I felt really sorry for him because he tried again and again and again to explain what he was saying. But the only thing people wanted to hear is, well, you're obviously against Palestine and you obviously don't care that 35,000 people died. That is not what he's saying.
Yeah.
He is not saying, yay, all the Palestinian people die. This is fantastic. That's not his point, you know? So I felt like, guys, can you just... And I got so angry. I felt like, ooh.
You felt that rage?
Yeah, I felt the rage. I was like, I'm going to be a keyboard warrior and just 5, 4, 3, 2... Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. And now I feel bad. Now I want to... Because I know... We know Yossi.
Yeah, totally.
And I feel like I want to text him personally and giving him a little bit of love and giving him a little bit of like, dude, I'm so sorry that nobody understood what you're actually trying to say.
I think probably people did, but they're probably people that don't want to comment.
Yes,
maybe.
Because we're smart.
Yeah,
I don't want to get into this bullshit. The storm, the bull storm.
Yeah, it was as a storm, and there's definitely a storm in there. And I guess you don't want to create it, make it bigger than it is, or even
please do, because I didn't do that research. I saw most of the comments, but I had to stop reading at some point because the rage took over.
But apart from that, it looks like a great day out, and from one of the pictures, an adult giraffe can grow to 5.5 meters tall. And I drove past the zoo today, and I actually did see the giraffes there because you can see them on the fence.
Yeah,
the fence. So I did see that, and I can confirm they probably are close to the old 5 meters.
It should be, hey.
And I did talk to the young person who was in the van with me. I did say, wouldn't it be funny if we had long necks like giraffes?
No. Oh, that came fast.
We'd need very big cars.
I think it would just look silly.
It would look very funny, though.
I always thought...
It would change all our buildings, aeroplanes, everything would look... That would be a cool movie, so that's how we look. And the world has to be completely different.
Completely different. Huh. Yeah, I think it would be a bit ridiculous. How would we sleep? How would we... The roof.
Well, that's the movie. Everything. I'd go and watch that because you would be asking.
Are you going to direct it? You should make a movie, Neil. Maybe that's your next project. Make a movie with your youth in the community center.
Yeah.
You should.
The night we got giraffe necks.
Yeah.
See you.
The night we got giraffed. You know? Maybe you got bitten by a giraffe and then your neck just grows.
And so we've got to have these big scarves we knit. we've got a...
Oh my God, so much wool.
But anyway, back on topic. Yeah, so that was, definitely that was a big rag and rage.
A heated one, yeah. Lots of rage there.
A lot of rage there.
Aimed at one person.
We've had a few dogs go missing roaming.
Of course, yes.
A few cats.
Which area do we know?
I think
can we make
over.
Assumptions who stole them?
I think, yes. I think they're pretty much just out and about. They're just doing
their own thing.
Because cats don't know if they've got a fence. They don't know they've got a gate, eh? Where they
just take themselves for a walk.
It's like, I'm going out.
My cat, I used to have a cat that I now, you know, left with someone else because he's way happier where he's now. He used to walk with me around the neighborhood. If I went for a walk, he would just go for a walk with me. I was like, yeah, no wonder if you just, you do your thing, you go for a walk.
Go for a walk, get out.
Dogs should take themselves for a walk too. It would so much less work for
people
to take them for a walk.
There was that cat that used to hop on a bus.
Aren't they? Where?
It was
here
in New Zealand somewhere, and it would go on a bit of a bus route, and passengers kind of got to know the cat, and then it would hop back off again.
Cute.
So that's a bit of Raglan Rage there. We did have a hen that went for a bit of a walk.
Oh, that hen looked so cute and so big.
Yeah,
and I
was
like,
big.
Is that kid just tiny or is that hen just like a massive hen?
Very good hen. And that was
a very good hen.
And that was around Violet Street.
Yeah. Did it find its home?
Hopefully the right person got that back and not just someone else.
Who wanted dinner.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it, do we know from the comment? Oh, sometimes they edit. What I like about it is sometimes people, if they're looking for something or and then edited post is home now or found or, you know. Do we know with a hen if she...
We did have a joke. We had, why did the chicken cross the road? And
why, Neil? Why?
To see its flatmate.
Oh, that is so mean.
Usually I would use that joke with a hedgehog. I wouldn't use it chicken too or hen too much.
Hedgehog.
That's normally a hedgehog because you don't really see a lot of flat
hedgehog.
Yeah, hedgehog. You don't see a lot of flat
chickens,
hens on the road.
It's also, could it be a possum joke?
Yeah,
they're not
could
as
be.
Flat, right? Because
yeah.
Hedgehogs are more flat.
Yeah, they just go real. They're just
poor little buggers. I like hedgehogs.
Yeah, hearts go out to that hen, and hopefully you're back. Yeah, a lot of love out there for the missing hen.
But we still think it's missing. So if you see a hen wandering up about...
Did we ever find out about the cube?
No. Oh! I even spent time with my friend this weekend. I didn't ask.
Okay, you need to book that
All
in.
All right, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down right now. Ask about the things.
So that was the cube that went missing. The children were selling some lemonade out the front. All the items were being put back in the house. Came back out and the cube was gone. And we're just interested to follow that up because
I'm gonna
there's nothing
that.
Worse when you're watching a series.
Journalism.
And you don't know what's happened the week before. So we're just letting you know what's happened there. And a big one for Felix tonight. Does anyone have a mouse I could use for the night? For right-hand use only, I promise.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He means a computer thingy mouse.
Treats provided, or does anyone have one for a sale? I do understand he went and picked one up, and it didn't work. So he may still be struggling with trying to get a mouse. If you know Felix, give him a message.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds an update there. We've got... I'll test it before you get the next one. Now this one works, waiting for you. Sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you, on
Wait,
my way.
All that, it's on a notice board?
Yeah,
There's no private messaging about
this
situation?
Felix is not a private messenger. And then this one is alive. Thank you very much.
Man.
It's okay. So stand down for the mouse. He's
stand
got
down.
A mouse.
Felix got a mouse. Felix, we hope you have a wonderful Monday night with your mouse. Was it Monday? Was
and
it
I love the picture he posted as well. That's great.
Yeah, that is a good one. All right. What's the next tune we're going to play? Neil, Funky Monkey, Son of Anthony.
Should we just type in something? To just, like, you go to the computer and just go type like a bit of a... And just see what pops up. And yeah, like
so?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
Alpha Squad. Yeah.
Alpha Squad.
There we go.
I guess this is what's happening.
This
Feelings.
Do you think
is
that's going to be a good song?
I think I know that song, actually.
Well, there you go. It's meant to happen. So that's something we do sometimes. We just open up Spotify, just type in anything and just see what pops up.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And it changes your algorithms.
Oh, because I just did ADLKFJA.
I like it how you catch my flow, cause you know
and this is Alpha Squat with Feelings. I think we're just going to roll with that, eh?
I think so, we're going to roll.
Telling me to engage in you, cause you got something special and I need it. I got a plan and you know I'm going to see it through. Yeah, baby, got a lot of things we can do, and I'll never let you go for no other. You are, girl, to me, my world. All I see, I'ma take you right around the world, girl. I think you'll cut it right with me, girl. Wow, you really gotta cool me down. I'm heating up, baby, slow it down, slow it down. Like the strings to my gut, baby, I gotta tell you something. I'ma play it like that, cause like you are so instrumental. And I'ma play it like that, cause you are so instrumental. Yeah, girl, yeah, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I love how you talk and you smile. Girl, those eyes speak to me and I won't lie. And I don't wanna waste time. Take you, oh, you want
slow it down, slow it down. Like the strings to my gut, baby, I gotta tell you something. I'ma play it like that, cause like you are so instrumental. Hey, and I'ma play it like that, cause you are so instrumental. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl.
Miss me, baby girl, yeah, you got me going wild. I'ma stay right by your side, I'ma always treat you right. Like, ooh, if you scared, girl, I'll be there to hold you tight. That's right, I'ma love you from the morning to the night. Yeah, girl, you're just so beautiful, I can't even explain. Got me thinking about the future in the kitchen, pen and name. I'ma keep you by my side and give you my last name. That's right, yeah, girl, you got me going insane. Baby, can you slow right down? You got me losing my mind right now. Tugging on my heartstrings, I'ma give you everything. Like, yeah, yeah.
Wow, you really gotta cool me down. I'm heating up, baby, slow it down, slow it down. Like the strings to my gut, baby, I gotta tell you something. I'ma play it like that, cause like you are so instrumental. And I'ma play it like that, cause you are so instrumental. Yeah, girl, yeah, girl.
All right, that was pleasant enough, dare I say?
That's very nice, actually. It could have gone really worse.
Yeah.
You know, we took a risk, we took a chance, because there are a lot of songs on Spotify. I've heard there's over like 3,000 songs.
I think it's 3,500 or something.
And so 400 of those songs could be really bad and cringy.
But that was good. Alpha Squat with Feelings. And we're going into the last little bit of our weekly segment with Neil Funky Monkey, son of Anthony Tolan.
We're doing it.
Let's do one more. It's funny because we call it Raglan Rage and the Raglan Rage on the Raglan notice board. But then a few days ago, you said Moaners and Meth Heads. Did you say that?
No, it wasn't me, but it could have been me.
I was like, that's also a great segment.
That would be a good segment.
Because it is Moaners and Meth Heads, right? If you right now have a meth problem, please get help. But it's a little bit like that. Sometimes it feels like, oh, how much have you had to drink before you type that? Or what are you on?
Yeah, maybe you could actually have a little thing you blow into. Like, you know, for some people driving cars, that's how they start the car.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it could be the keyboard. Like, so after a certain time, your family sit you down and go, all right, Dennis.
Put down the iPhone.
Dennis, no more.
Kevin, I told you. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
You're winding up those kids.
The internet would be a better place. But we also be short of things to talk about. So
just keep going, everyone. Just keep going. And don't worry about the show. Like, we might talk about whatever you're going to post up there, but just go ahead anyway.
So what is the last one that you want to...
Well, it's not too much of a rage, but we do have a cigarette pouch. It was lost at the Yacht Club on Friday.
Oh, my God. It's $80 worth of tobacco.
So it's a brown leather pouch with Park Drive written on the... on... And
there's a picture.
It has cigarette. No, there's no picture. It has cigarettes in it.
Wow.
They might be gone, but I guess we are looking for the pouch.
Oh, so the pouch was like a special leather pouch.
Yeah.
We don't care for the... Oh, see, my first reaction was like, wow, if you just lost your $80 worth of tobacco, I would lose my stuff.
Lose your marbles.
Yeah, totally. I'd be really upset.
So, a few people saying time to give up. All that kind of...
it's not helpful, people.
It's not helpful. So, if you see the pouch...
Neil.
Yes.
I probably have one that is even more intense, important...
Yep, they bring it. Do it.
Than the queer rainbow youth thing. So, it's a fishy topic because... We're obviously not doing this to be evil or mean to people. We're doing this with good fun.
And it's all in the public domain.
And with a bit of grain of salt. But there's certain things that I feel very passionate and very strongly about. And where I feel like I draw the line is when things that yeah, are very public that shouldn't be, right? And I think the whole yacht club versus what's his name?
Tony.
That is something that I don't feel like I need to know about the way I now know about it, because if I walk past the yachty, it's all there, and it's all very... If, the thing is, it's not about if it's true or not and what happened there. It's just about, man, so much dirty laundry washed right here on these doors. Is that necessary? You know? It's like...
Yeah. I guess it is kind of getting the word out there, telling the back story, because I guess the yachty does have a lot of support. It's. I mean, it's going to be a great movie.
Yeah, who's going to buy the rights there? That was a post about.
Yeah.
I think Andy was interviewed by Staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a video coming out, and then there's this whole, well, what he posts on the. On his venue, why they can't be friends and why things don't work out. But the thing, though, you know, when I see stuff like that, like flyers that basically... And I by no means support capitalist business people like Tony, who own dozens, how he says, and dozens of properties. Like, I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't need dozens. Nobody needs that much property. You know? It's dumb. But... how he's then, what is the word, is defamatory, is that the word I'm looking for, Neil?
Yeah,
you know, that's just like, this is still a person. If I don't like his business stance, and yeah, if it's against your rental agreement or whatever, I understand that you're pissed, but does that need to be like, come on, you get in trouble in Germany for that, because he could basically sue him in Germany and he would get away with it because this is defamatory.
It's a bit of a messy situation, eh?
So there, and it feels like 5-year-old boys throwing their toys.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I am a...
So you can read about it in the next book called Neighbors at War.
Neighbors at War, a Raglan story told by Neil Funky Monkey.
No, I probably won't tell it. No? I don't think I'd be the right person for that one.
Why?
But it needs some more in-depth reporting.
Reporting. Well, I'm a journalist now because I have a radio show.
Yeah.
Right? You basically makes me a journalist.
So now that we're journalists, we could probably get ourselves...
Now that we're journalists.
We could actually get ourselves into some serious press releases. Can
oh,
we?
Fuck yeah. I mean... Oh.
Stuff, yeah?
Stuff, yeah.
It's only four past eight.
4 past 8. I can cuss 8:30, but... Yeah, I mean, I just went to the Auckland Writers Fest on the weekend.
Nice. Good work.
And, you know, I went to the writer's after party because a friend who is a writer said, oh, I have a voucher, just come in. Nobody cared if I had a voucher or not. So I walked in there, and then, of course, I was waiting for the question of the question that somebody be like, so what are you writing about at that moment? And I'm like, am I going to say that I don't make money writing, or am I just going to come up with some elaborate stuff?
Yeah, just come up.
And I did say, like, well, you know, there's a few projects I'm working on at the moment, but nothing is really safe to talk about. And I guess some people need to throw around the, oh, I'm writing for National Geographic, or I'm writing my third book. Or
I'll just say I'm writing a new dictionary.
Yeah, that's like a Neil answer. I'm just writing a new dictionary. Hey, Neil, thanks
for
coming.
Writing a shopping list.
Yeah. Who's your publisher? Whole Foods? Probably. And like, here is my food list. Just an idea. Maybe it can help you do your groceries.
Here's my to-do list. That'd be a good book.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like a anthology of checklists and to-do lists. Oh my God. Every German's dream. A book just checklists.
Tick. And it can have the boxes and you just tick stuff.
I should maybe do this.
And little graphs you can put on the fridge and stuff.
Smart.
So you can hear more of that next week.
Next Monday, we're going to do another segment of Raglan Rage.
And if you've missed some of the show, you can tune in on Thursday or get the podcast.
So Thursday, 5 till 6:30, primetime drive time is when you can listen to this. Or you listen to my new Reza After Dark Tuesday 8:30. Have you ever listened to that one yet?
No, I'll tune in. Is it good?
Please do. No, because I need some feedback. Because I think people are too scared. I'm like, PG-16, listen in. It's all going to be about sex. Which it isn't necessarily. But it is topics that you cannot discuss before 8:30, right?
Yeah.
Because it involves a lot of explicit content. But I do want people to tell me what they think about it.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I have two great guests, so please tune in.
Tune in. And if you want to, you know, if you don't want to leave your feedback on Facebook, you can post a letter.
Yeah. Or, I mean, come on.
Slip a little note under the door.
Why don't you bitch a bit about Raglan?
Yeah, you want people to bitching
I
about you,
I want people
don't you?
To moan about the community radio shows that Racer's doing on the notice board. Then I know I made it.
Yeah,
Neil.
Then you get
then
the
publicity. Then I know I made it.
Publicity. Yeah, okay.
If the notice board is just moaning about my show, that'd be my freaking dream.
Okay, I'll start making some banners and
yes.
flags, and we'll protest at this office
finally
next week.
Okay, next week with Neil, Funky Monkey, son of Anthony Tolan. Thanks for coming. See you later.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Kia ora whangaroa. This is your local captain, Barlow of the Waihine Mui. Come and join us as we go around this beautiful Whangaroa harbour and learn all about the Raglan history. We also have bookings for private parties, memorial events and family reunions. We can do it all on the water. Also, you can just rock up to the wharf for a lunchtime or sunset cruise. We've got a licensed bar and snacks, and you can check out our schedule at raglanboatcharters.co.nz. So hope to see you guys soon. Kia ora.
Starting a landscaping project or just need ideas? Come and see us at Raglan Landscape Supplies. We have all the landscaping products you need, from stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster. Please check out our website, www.raglanlandscapesupplies.co.nz. We are at 140 Tomato Road. Look for the big green wheelbarrow or ring 825-0577.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
On 98.1, Raglan Community Radio.
All right, and we're back with Random Rendezvous with Reza. My usual Monday rendezvous these days with Neil Funky Malniki, son of Anthony Tolan, is not that random. We do talk about the Raglan notice board comments, how we feel about them. I feel like I always want to talk about it a little bit more seriously than Neil when it comes to topics like the Israel-Palestine war or, I don't know, the Yachty and this whole tenancy debacle. But it's nice that we always have Neil who takes it back onto a light, funny, just a, yeah, it works. I think we go well together. It's 10 past 8 on a Monday night. We do have 20 more minutes to go. I might F off a bit earlier today, but I did want to share with you, you know, the jingle list that
if you like
random. That's a new jingle,
lots of shenanigans.
Well, not
and
new
the topics, and not so random special guests, and
should say Monday.
Tune in Monday between 7 p.m. ish and 8:30 p.m. ish.
Uh-huh.
Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay.
I think that's my favorite.
Primetime Drive Time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
And Dad.
Random rendezvous with Reza. Your introversion.
Check out the live stream. Radio.com. Is what it says.
Check out the live stream.
Yeah.
On a journey.
Cool.
Which it takes to be.
It's funny because compared to most, I'd say Kiwis and probably also Brits, I have no problem sometimes with this. I'm not a tall puppy person. I'm not a tall puppy problem person. I do like to say things that I'm good at, and I do like to blow my own whistle. Blow my own whistle? No. How do you say that? Blow my own horn? Blow my own, well, you know, play my own jingle and be like, this is awesome, you guys. But then when it comes to other things, not so much. But hey, that's just how that goes. As you noticed, my Spotify is not on premium at the moment. I had a little bit of a cart situation in the last years. So I'm in someone else's Spotify account right now. and I'm a little bit like feeling guilty, but also this person didn't really sign out, so it's not my problem. But I'm gonna do Portishead with Glory Box, and maybe the person who's listening then knows that I'm using her Spotify account. This is Glory Box from Portishead.
Give me a reason.
next song was funnily enough also on my list. I know that this lady and me, we have a lot of similar taste in music, so that helps me using her Spotify. I feel like I need to text her and tell her. You're listening to Random Rendezvous with Reza, and up next is Nelly Furtado and Timbaland with Promiscuous.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady?
Such a fun song.
That you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
It's from freaking 2006.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running. Let's walk for a minute.
Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I'm on.
Promiscuous boy, you already know that I'm all yours. What you waiting for?
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me. You know what I want, and I got what you need.
Promiscuous boy, let's get to the point, 'cause we on the road, you're ready.
Roses are red, some diamonds are blue. Chivalry is dead, but you're still kinda cute.
Hey, I can't keep my mind off you. Where you at? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world, come with me to my planet. Get you on my level, do you think that you can handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay mine down.
I'm a big girl, I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team,
so does everybody else.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got it on. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I'm on.
Promiscuous boy, you already know that I'm all yours. What you waiting for?
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me. You know what I want, and I got what you need.
Promiscuous boy, let's get to the point, 'cause we wanna go to bed.
Don't be mad, don't get me.
Don't get mad, don't be me.
Hey, don't be mad. Don't get me.
Don't get mad. Don't be mean.
Wait. I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling on me before you bring that on.
Bring that on.
You know what I mean.
Girl, I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things.
I'm trying to get inside of your brain and see if you can work me the way you say.
It's okay. It's alright. I got something that you don't like.
Is it the truth or are you talking trash? The game MVP like Steve Nash.
Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I'm on.
Promiscuous boy, I'm calling your name, but you're driving me crazy the way you're making me play.
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me, you know what I want, and I got what you need.
Promiscuous boy, you're one and the same, so we don't gotta play games.
Everything Timbaland is involved with usually has a really great beat. That is Nelly Furtado and Timbaland with Promiscuous from 2006. 18 years old. Man, still a good song. This is how you know a good song. If you can still listen to it later on, you're like, yep, still good. Yep, still like it. We got 9 minutes to go, and I do have to wait till 8:30 because I want to play my new jingle for Reza After Dark, which is tomorrow, and I haven't heard it yet. So you're going to be live on air while I'm listening to that new jingle. I'm pretty stoked about it. And just a little information about Reza After Dark. So that's going to be a sexy late night show, dare I say. And it's going to be well, not just about sex, you know? It's not like we're just going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about sexy things or what we think is sexy, or we're going to talk about the Auckland Writers Fest that had a talk called Horny Stories, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. I'm going to have two guests. One isn't 100% confirmed, but we're talking. And then we're going to have Bia Bliss tuning in from, she's somewhere on the South Island, actually. That's where she lives right now. And we're going to talk about her business. She's a sexologist, and she runs multiple workshops that do not always have anything to do with sex. One of the workshops that I frequently attend is, it's called a self-pleasuring workshop, but it has nothing to do with you touching yourself. It's more about, you know, self-love and reconnecting with your own self. And it's, yeah, it worked really well for me. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And she held a workshop on the weekend that we're going to talk about. I wanted to sign up for that, but I was at the Writers' Fest, so couldn't. So yeah, if sometimes I read sexy stories like last week, I might not have time to finish the one I started last week. But if you want to catch up, listen to the archive up until then. So yeah, it's a bit of a time to free your mind, expand your knowledge around, I don't know, desire, consent, everything in between. So yeah, it's a little bit of a new erotic adventure that we're trying out here on Raglan Community Radio on Tuesday night, 8:30 till 9:30-ish. And I'm really excited about it, because I think the more I curate it, the more ideas I have for that show. And it should be really fun. And you should all listen to it. And also, I'm really happy for feedback. So if you want to bash me on the notice board or text me on my Instagram, Reza Mutanu, or I don't know, email Aaron, or give me a call, 825-0268. That is the number here at the station. Or just tell Maki, who's doing our comms on the Raglan Radio, on the Instagram, just, you know, say, hey, this was really fun, or this was really terrible, or this sucked. Because only with your feedback can we give less of a shit. No, I mean, can we get better or do things different? I remember I had a friend once, and we talked about bleeding and the period and what we go through as women. And then there was this lovely guy who walked in and said, Craig was his name. Shout out to Craig if he's listening. And he said, man, I'm so glad you talked about that. I felt like this is so necessary to be normalized and, you know, make it a thing. And I was like, that coming from a man. I was very happy to get that piece of feedback. And we heard that the Raglan Rage segment with Neil, Funky Monkey, Son of Anthony, Tolan is pretty popular. Not just on a Monday night, but also this show is repeated on Thursday. Primetime, drive time. 5 till 6:30? 5 till 6:30, yes. So, happy Monday or happy Thursday, everybody. And I'm going to do one more tune, and then it's time to play my new jingle. I'm very stoked. No idea what... I have an idea what Aaron came up with because we talked about it. But it's always interesting. We're going to listen to Starfuckers, spelled Strfkr on the Spotify. It was an album that I listened to so many weeks in the States when I was traveling there. Miracle Mile. And we're probably going to do... Yeah. Yeah, let's do that one. Memory Lane. Yeah. All right. I can't wait any longer. So it's half a minute for this song from Starfuckers, but I'm just going to stop it and play the new jingle for tomorrow's show. Yes, I'm totally going to toot my own horn. Reza After Dark. Tune in Tuesday, 8:30 till 9:30 p.m. for Reza After Dark, your weekly dose of sexy. PG-16-ish, send your kids to bed. This is a compulsory swearing show. All the sexy with all the and the kink and all the and all the guests. Don't bleep me, Aaron. Send your kids to bed. This is,
this is fucking
just
hilarious.
Bleep me. Send your kids to I'm 98.1 regular.
He did well. Oh, Aaron, you did so well. Thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful Reza After Dark jingle.
So that's what's happening tomorrow without the bleeping. Up next, who do we have up next? What's happening up next, you guys, so I can introduce you? Because the next DJs are waiting in line, so I'm just going to wrap it up, play a song, and I see you guys tomorrow. So you will. Otherwise, next week is also a good time. Kia ora.